We do have a tradition where we introduce the theme of the contest that leads you into the weekend. And so we're just about there. So trivia starts in less than 8 minutes, people.
Happy trivia!
Goat Posse.
We know that time, in some sense, is at rock bottom that which allows change to take place. But that doesn't mean time as we experience it is real. It doesn't mean that time as we experience is how the world is actually structured. And yet that might be the more fundamental way that time is injected into the makeup of reality.
Dudes, you guys are gonna go back in time.
Time travel is absolutely possible.
This is what makes time travel possible.
The key to time travel!
Flux capacity.
Timey-wimey thing.
It is time.
Where are we, dude?
England, 15th century.
What are we doing here?
Who are you?
We are the Knights Crusade!
The Black Plague, is it the Black Plague?
I looked through the Black Plague and I had a pretty good time during that.
The Black Plague, it's the 1300s, what am I meant to write about?
It's your fate to be the greatest king Camelot has ever known.
Just give it up. Nothing new is going to have happened in the 1300s.
If you are just turning on your radios, Great Britain is now at war with Germany.
Yeah!
What is it good for?
Absolutely! Listen to me!
Oh! No doubt about it. In the First World War, we prepared for war.
Beautiful morning, Sergeant Major.
Are you a weatherman?
Maybe I should go up the middle, sir.
The way you run, I don't think so.
You got a war face? Ah! That's a war face!
We were in the midst of a Great Depression, breaths away from history's worst war.
Maybe I should go left, sir.
Maybe you should shut up.
Probably heard we ain't in the prisoner taking business.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely not a good time to be a Nazi.
Ah, but this time machine only goes forward in time.
Welcome to the future.
After the corn syrup droughts, after the bandwidth riots.
San Dimas, California, 2688.
California.
And I'm telling you, it's great here.
Bullet wounds don't just magically heal overnight.
The wonders of modern medicine.
They do here, but not by magic, by technology.
It's nanotech, you like it?
Third generation exosuit. It'll make you strong as a droid.
It's a robot from Japanese.
Not a robot. Cyborg. Cybernetic organism.
Yeah, it's definitely Japanese.
When you get a different vantage point, it changes your perspective.
Albert Einstein, he sounds dreamy.
Like the guy building the rocket that'll land on the moon first and win us the space race?
The Doomsday Clock is a symbolic clock face analogizing humankind's proximity to extinction.
Now please tell me how an RBMK reactor core explodes.
Midnight representing the threat of nuclear war.
What do I need to defuse a nuclear bomb?
What exactly am I being accused of besides surviving a nuclear blast?
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Mr. Gorbachev.
The actor?
Tear down this wall.
This doesn't have to be the end. We use my ability to time travel. Take you with me.
What's the worst that can happen?
The three of us are lost in a timeless oblivion.
Let's go backwards. Let's go to the beginning.
It starts with a garden, the Garden of Eden.
And that's about where it all started.
Say what?
Okay.
So, here's the earth. Chilling. Dame, that is a sweet earth, you might say.
Let's go back to prehistoric times when dinosaurs ruled the earth.
It's like an Egyptian mummy cat.
Or like a sphinx?
Your journey ends here, darling.
There's that famous Egyptian hospitality.
Xerxes.
He's a pharaoh, isn't he?
He's some dead pharaoh guy.
That guy was an emperor.
Mayan. He's speaking Mayan.
What does he say?
Will you get some of that tea that me and Lopsang got when we were free climbing the Mayan ruins?
I don't want to wait a million years to go back again.
I believe our adventure through time has taken a most serious turn.
It's party time. Are we clear?
Come on!
It's a revolution.
Luckily, we too have developed a time travel device to transport you back to the 60s.
Free love and free sex is the motto of 68.
Well, then you know that we've been experimenting in the whole field of sexual freedom.
It's a revolution.
Well, I'm not going to bet with anybody.
Some of the older people even fell in with it a little bit. It's no good. I mean, it's too loose. Too many things can happen.
The movement for sexual liberation had two other ongoing consequences.
Orgy! Have an orgy!
Your mother has been blessed with what is widely considered to be that good, good.
Mm. Look, it's just nice feelings. It's something that we've never done before.
The 60s were fun, but now I'm paying for it.
It's physical fun. It's just sex.
It's a revolution.
Through time.
When KVSC reaches 88.1 million cycles per second, you're gonna see some serious.
This better be the last time Miles travels through time.
Trivia 2020. It's about time.
I'm afraid of time.
Time will pass quickly on KVSC FM and HD St. Cloud and KMOJ HD3 Minneapolis St. Paul.
But we still have time.
Time. What time do you think we have?
Phone bank. Time is of the essence. Step into your phone boxes or booths.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
It's about time for 50 hours of non-stop, forward-springing, watch-stopping, backward-falling, time-turning, error-defining, clock-ticking trivia madness.
With any luck, time is on our side.
To help guide teams on this time-warping, fact-finding excursion, the 41st Doctor has regenerated as the ginger they always wanted to be. KVSE's radio station manager, Jolynn McMullen.
The ultimate ginger.
Oh, this is heavy, Doc.
And every doctor needs their Marty to jump in and save the day. KVSE program director, Sam Getzinger.
It's about time.
Every doctor needs their Marty, huh?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Thank you, Goat Posse. Phenomenal work, as always, in bringing us the intro to Trivia Weekend 2020. So many references. All I could think about was, if I was a team, I'd be recording this. There's so much good, juicy stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, phenomenal job. Thanks to the Posse, who puts on the production every year. And you can always check it out a little bit later, or at least the previous years for sure, at Goat Posse online. You can just do a little Google search and you'll find all their works.
So. I wouldn't mind listening to that again. That's
for
sure.
Fun.
What a good way to kick this off.
Yeah, welcome.
50 hours straight.
Welcome to our 41st annual Trivia Weekend. I am Joe. He is Sam.